Allied forces declared victory in Europe 70 years ago this week. Many of those World War II veterans who returned home started gathering for annual reunions just a few years later. But that tradition is coming to an end. The strapping soldiers who saved the day are now too sick or unsteady to travel. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from a final reunion held in Nashville where veterans traded war stories for the last time.
The 30th Infantry Division used to rent out convention halls to get together. Now, a Holiday Inn meeting room will do.
Okay, let's go.
Frank Towers taps his cane on the wheelchair of a former comrade. It's time to start.
Wake up, wake up. Come on.
Go, Frank.
Towers has held the 30th Infantry together for the last three decades. He's in pretty good shape by comparison, but the effort has become too much.
And there's nobody that will actually take it over and do it. So it's got to be an end sometime.
These gatherings were a chance to reconnect with an old foxhole buddy, introduce them to your family. Roger Casey from North Carolina says those days are long gone.
Not a soul here that I knew back in the war. Not a soul.
Of the 70 people here, most are descendants. Only 10 veterans made the trek. A division has as many as 15,000 soldiers, so most of these guys are practically strangers, unless they've connected at past reunions. It's apparent when the storytelling starts, heads don't nod along in that knowing way when everyone's heard this one before. Casey shares about his first clear shot at a Nazi patrol.
At first, it felt good to me when I'm mowing them down. Turntables on them, you might say. They had been ambushing us, and we finally got the ambush.
There is one story everyone remembers. In an unthinkable snafu, American planes began dropping bombs on their own men. 100 soldiers in this division died. At the reunion, family members gasp as Frank Towers describes how 500-pound bombs hollowed out craters in the earth, burying GIs alive.
All that dirt going up in the air had to come down on somebody, and a lot of our men were buried. This was the greatest tragedy, I think, of the whole war that we endured.
I'm Bill Hornsby, and unfortunately, Frank has told my story.
But Hornsby does add one detail. Twin boys had joined his platoon the day before. One of them died under the hail of American bombs.
The next day, the second boy got killed. I never will forget that.
These are not the patriotic accounts that made it into old newsreels.
We traded them blow for blow. The SS boys had met Old Hickory before and were not too pleased.
Old Hickory was the 30th's nickname after President Andrew Jackson. The division landed in Normandy. Soldiers fought through France and wound up in the snowy Battle of the Bulge. The black and white footage shows skinny, fresh-faced men, each with a cigarette between his lips, marching through fields and charging over embankments. Now, even those who fought as teenagers are 90-plus. And it shows.
We've come this far.
Okay.
The baby boomer son of Vic Nylan helps his dad up from a wheelchair. Nylan insists on standing. He tells of losing his favorite sergeant to a landmine.
We lost a lot of guys here, and especially some guys I really loved.
Video cameras capture every word for posterity. Children of these men wipe away tears. A few Holocaust survivors stand in back to show their gratitude. The 30th Infantry freed them from Nazi train cars. If the veterans are moved by the occasion, they're not showing it. Nancy Lee Pitts of Nashville is a mess.
I'm sorry, but it's just gotten to me.
Pitts dabs her nose with a wadded Kleenex. Her father and husband were part of the division. She lobbied to wind down the reunions 8 years ago.
When there were more here and they were healthy, I didn't want it to get to this.
After the war, these were stiff-backed, self-reliant men. She says it seemed like they'd never get old and soft. 70 years later, they're hunched over walkers. It's an unsettling image for Pitts. Still, she says she wouldn't miss this last hurrah. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.